Now, in Syria, armed groups have rejected a proposal by the UN Arab League envoy Kofi Annan to stop fighting and seek a political solution in the country. The Syrian armed groups have rejected any dialogue with the government. This after the former UN chief Kofi Annan called for finding a way of implementing political reforms. He warned against military intervention in the country and said any miscalculation about Syria will have dire regional consequences. A large number of civilians and security forces have been killed in the violence in recent months. The opposition holds Damascus responsible for the deadly violence. The Syrian government, however, rejects the allegations and blames armed gangs and foreign infiltrators for the unrest. Mr. Taleb Ibrahim is a political analyst joining us now live from Damascus to share his thoughts with us on this. Mr. Ibrahim, so what is preventing dialogue? What do you think are the factors involved?
I think that the armed groups and armed gangs are not independent. They have very good ties with the United States of America, especially Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and the Arab Persian Gulf states. They are receiving their instructions from outside of Syria, and they don't want to find a political resolution for the crisis in Syria. They believe that they are so strong and they are able to make a change and to make a victory in the land. In spite of that, the truth have revealed that the Syrian army is very, very concrete and is very strong and is able to change every political and military equilibrium in the internal Syrian territories.
So basically, when you say that those armed groups, in your words, have ties with the likes of the United States and the GCC members, so you're telling us that these countries, the United States, its regional allies, they're not after a political solution. What kind of a solution then do you think they're after?
I think the only solution now is depending on the security forces of Arab Syrian Republic and the Syrian army. I am sure that, and I have a very great confidence in the capabilities of our armed forces inside Syria and security forces. And now the battle is very easy to the government of Syria, because these armed groups, they have real ties, as I had said, with external parties, and they have a very good ties with Al-Qaeda. And indeed, we have reliable information that some members of NATO, some officers, French officers, Italian officers are working inside Syria. They are as advisors to these army groups. We have confidential information that some Qaeda members are working in Syria. Now the war in Syria, one phases of this war is war against terrorism. And I think that international community sooner or later will notice that, and they will support the Syrian government, because now it is not a battle for freedom, not a battle for democracy. It is not a battle between government and its population, as foreign media try to reveal the image. Now the battle is between Syria and between its enemies inside Syrian territories. Now it's a real battle between Syria and the United States, between Syria and Israel. But Syria and Israel are fighting Syrian army in a proxy, depending on these gangs.
So basically, just quickly as the last question, Mr. Ibrahim, we saw, of course, the international action, the UN resolutions, which were vetoed by Russia and China. That resolution called for President Assad to step down. Now we're seeing talks taking place between those GCC members, the United States. They're talking of equipping and financing the opposition, giving them weapons and funds. Can the Syrian regime, do you think, withstand this kind of pressure coming from these countries?
Of course. We are able to bear all of these kinds of pressures, and we are able to make victory. This is not the first time in which Syrian government, Syrian leadership is being opposed to such a sanctions and to such a procedures. In the past time, there were armed groups are working in Syrian territories, and they were defeated in Hama and other cities in the about 30 years ago, and now the story is being repeated, but it is somehow it's more and more difficult. But I am sure that Syria is able to defeat all of those. Syria have regional allies such as Iran, Hezbollah, and Syria has a very, very strong international ally such as China and Russia. There's a kind of political umbrella over Syria by Russian and Chinese support and veto. And as I have said before, Syrian army is very, 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 very strong indeed, and it can make change inside Syria and outside Syria. And I don't think that if the GCC states and United States will continue in supporting these armed groups, I don't think that the battle should be forever inside Syrian territories, because we have the right and we are able to make a battle out of Syria. And I think that we will not be patient forever for these military intervention and military aggression against Syria and against Syrian population.
Mr. Taleb Ibrahim, political analyst, joining us there live from Damascus with his comments. Thank you very much, Mr. Ibrahim.